Good morning. Thank you for joining. Good to be with you. Maybe right off the bat, we can just take a moment to listen in on the thought stream that got us here. Thoughts about timing, thoughts about perhaps comfort, how you should be and how you should set things up, or how the body feels, if comfort's here, if discomfort's here. I often see thoughts about kind of my current mood or disposition. And like thoughts about, I hope that goes away, or I hope this feels relaxing, or I don't hear it in like full sentences, but there's just these notions of expectation. And we just listen in on the thought stream. Everything that was notioned for us to get to this space, place, time. It's not so much about the content of those thoughts as it is the recognition that I'm listening to all of them. The recognition that awareness is right here. Knowing the thought. That the awareness of mind's chatter is here right now. It's not something we're hoping to go get or get better at. It's just that attention's either on that or it's on something else and that is playing in the background. So there's a quote by Jed McKenna that the prompt was to begin with today. And this quote by Jed McKenna is as follows. Relax into the moment. And let the universe do the driving. If there was a secret to happiness in life, I'd say that was it. So it's funny, those of us that are in a regular practice of doing these meditations together here, I'm always thrilled when I hear someone say, I missed meditation or I wasn't at meditation. Because What I trust is that there was a relaxing into the moment and letting the universe do the driving. And Jed McKenna says, if there was a secret to happiness in life, I'd say that was it. Again, to relax into the moment and let the universe do the driving. So the same essence, in a different voice, Eckhart Tolle. In this quote, being at ease with not knowing is crucial for answers to come to you. My experience and my observation is that that is not something that comes naturally to any human I've ever met. It's something that's cultivated, practiced. Building the trust muscle by many, many reps in the gym of letting be. And once it's allowed to be, some point, it goes. Being at ease with not knowing is crucial for answers to come to you. So no matter what's said, the particular words or quotes, expressions, best I can figure it, there's always three essential steps to this practice. And the first is to kind of encourage as much relaxation in the body as possible, as is available. Being with things, accepting things, noticing resistance, accepting resistance, noticing tension, accepting it. Kind of softening that which arises to oppose what is. Becoming aware of it, which facilitates just a natural loosening of that grip. Because the second step, for me at least, is really only available in a non-conceptual way, in an embodied way. Once relaxation and acceptance is available to some degree. And the second step is just simply noticing that something's very aware. Something is just aware, aware, aware. Even if there's a sense of boredom, something's right there watching that. If there's a sense of peace, something knows that. There's a sense of antsiness that is known. And so, because we've relaxed either the sense of boredom, peace, or antsiness, like kind of just accepted that it's here, attention is no longer just riveted, narrowed right down on that. And it can kind of fall back, get wider, dilate like a camera lens. And when a camera lens dilates, it lets more light in. When we relax and dilate, more light comes in. More light in terms of clarity and recognition. So it's not like some big leap to say, yeah, awareness is present. It's obvious. I see the birds, I hear the birds. What sees that? I do. What am I? Whatever this alive, awake awareness is, this capacity to know, this light of pure knowingness. Another way that we often take this second step is to say, is being present. Touch into your being. Can you confirm your being? Being's here. Another word, the presence is here. All those words are just used interchangeably, whichever one. The I am is here. Is existence present? Yes. Existence or I am, the sense of I am. Putting aside the conceptual machinations about what I am. So putting aside what I am, just that I am. That is, we can confirm that I am. You know, amness is here. I am. So that'd be the second step. Confirming in our direct experience the presence of presence, the knowing of existence. So we just confirm that. And then there comes a point where any kind of inner confirming becomes kind of rote because it's so obvious that presence is present or being is here. The I am is fully functional and accounted for. It doesn't feel like a discovery. It's just what is. There's a, not just a comfort, but there's a recognition. It's not like, you know, we've gone to some foreign country and discovered some exotic kind of being in the wild or something, you know, some creature. Like Rupert Spira says, the taste of tea is more exotic than your being. This light of pure knowing, the truth of what you are, your essence. The essence just, it's very familiar. It's so familiar, most people just overlook it. And the reason it gets overlooked is because we are so compulsively trained from a very early age to have attention go outward to objects. Like that's a bird, and then, oh, I like that I see a great blue heron right now. Okay, so now I'm in the I like it. And then when the great blue heron gets startled by the kid who throws the rock, then I don't like it. So now I'm involved in a story. And just the outward attention just keeps making the story of the world, the others, the me, the activity, the drama, the narrative, the storyline, all the emotions support it. So the first step is really, if any of that's happening, lost in narrative, story, outward attention, it's relaxing that. Relaxing the body, relaxing the focus, bringing in our intention to accept and be with what is, bringing in our spiritual aspiration. Kind of calling up those energies. That, you know, whisper words of wisdom, like let it be. Like Jed McKenna, right? Relax into the moment and let the universe do the driving. If there was a secret to happiness in life, I'd say that was it. This brings up this trusting knowing. And operationally, what that does is it relaxes attention, right? It's less rivety. We shift out of defensive orienting, which is most of our natural mode, meaning practiced mode when we first wake up. We defensively orient to the thoughts, to the feelings, to the body, to the sensation. And we're shifting into what they call in the trauma literature, exploratory orienting. Ah, I wonder what this is. And that's what quotes like that help us do that. Relax into the moment and let the universe do the driving. Huh. and kind of feel this, this notion that there's something else in charge. Perhaps it's not true that I am the doer. I got to get my doing on right now, my defending, my achieving, my protecting, my grasping, my aversions. It lets all that kind of be seen and met. Relaxed. Then we get this quote from Eckhart Tolle, right? Being at ease with not knowing is crucial for answers to come to you. That gives us even more incentive to kind of notice thoughts as thoughts. And remember, those aren't our answers. That's not what we're looking for right now. I'm not looking for thoughts about awareness, about being. We're clear, we want the direct experience. We want to know being by being it. We want to know awareness by recognizing it's in operation right now. It could feel like in us, but at any moment that could shift as us, awareness as us. And that's step two, right? Just recognizing being is here. Awareness is here. The I am presence is here. Existence is here. And we just gently confirm that until there's nothing left to confirm it. It just is. And of course, that'll be different for everyone, depending on how active mind is today, depending on whatever the unmet energies are in the subconscious that are asking to be met, felt, held, accepted, released. You know, whatever's in the outside environment, bringing on more stimulation, more alternative points for attention. Third step, once you're at the second step and established in the second step, third step's even simpler. Third step is simply the recognition. That presence is present to itself. And if you're now identified as presence, you could say, I'm present to all this. Being is recognizing its being. Awareness is aware of itself. And we can see there aren't two awarenesses, the awareness that looks and the awareness that looks back and goes, it's me. That there aren't two. It may feel like that when we first kind of make that contact. But when we really investigate, we have never found two separate awarenesses. any more than we've found two beings, the being that is and then the being that's looking for itself. There aren't actually two. And yet, anytime you get closer to truth, you get into paradoxes, right? Anytime you're in a paradox, that's the telltale sign that you're pointing to truth. Because even though there aren't two, being aware of awareness is duality. Knowing the knower is duality. Because there's this subtle sense of a you, even a you as awareness, even you as the knowing that knows itself, that is present to its presence. And can you feel that, just that subtle sense of duality? So the third step is recognizing that subtle sense of duality when the presence is present to itself. When the awareness is aware of awareness. When the knower knows the knowingness. And if you can feel into and recognize that subtle but distinct sense of duality, then you have not yet realized the first principle of God. But the reason that's really good news is because Regina tells us that it is that very juncture, for lack of a better word, where you, awareness, is recognizing that you're aware of awareness. That is the most favorable position, so to speak, or posture, or knowingness. To put it in Course of Miracles language, it makes you miracle ready, because you're looking right at the reflective mechanism of consciousness that in you and in me has not yet snapped so that it can't look at itself. It hasn't yet fallen away. How do you know? Well, because you're knowing the knowingness, because you're aware of awareness. You're the being which is being, that subtle sense of duality is, to put it another way, as far as one can go, so to speak. And when we wait for God to take the last step. But this is the clarity, or the realization, or the seeing which Regina says, and she went through this in her last Out of the Stillness on Wednesday. It's Wednesday. Last Wednesday, a week ago. About a third of the way into the program, about 20 minutes in, as part of a larger discussion of where she is right now. But what she offered us is the assurance that this is not only the practice, but this step three, if you will, in these three steps, which of course I just made up, and so you may have different steps. But in what I just laid out, this third step of being aware of awareness's presence, being present to present, knowing the knower, resting in the I am, that is the most favorable position or posture for what she described as, well, my words, not hers, but kind of this whoosh of something that snaps that reflexive mechanism that allows consciousness to look at itself, consciousness to know itself. That very, very, very subtle duality. It hasn't yet snapped in you, if these words are able to be followed. And you can't snap it. Not a thing, nothing you can do except watch, look, be with, open to, have clarity about. That you have access to looking at this reflective mechanism of consciousness, and you can confirm it hasn't snapped yet because you're looking right at it. The awareness which is aware of itself. The beingness that recognizes its being. And we rest there, trust there, right? We accept there. And this is perhaps the deepest way we can practice what Jed McKenna points to. Relax into the moment and let the universe do the driving. If there was a secret to happiness in life, I'd say that was it. Notice there's nothing to do. Beingness is being, no matter what idea you have about this separate you that's doing it right or wrong. And that comes and goes. Those are all temporary thoughts. It's a mind storm. Those are little thought bubbles. And the Eckhart Tolle quote, right? Being at ease. So check, the being's already doing itself, right? That is the eternal gift of this life. We all are being. It's just ongoingly renewing itself. Every breath, every heartbeat, every nanosecond. Life is still seeing fit to live. Not just live in you. To live as you. So being at ease with not knowing is crucial for answers to come to you. Says Eckhart Tolle. So what I realized in re-listening to Regina is I am more at ease with not knowing when I'm clear about what is known. And what is known is that looking directly at this reflective mechanism of consciousness, awareness that is aware of itself, being aware of awareness, puts us in a favorable position. I believe we're close to Regina's words. And we cannot do more. God takes the last step. The universe does the driving. So here is where we are. And here is where we rest. Knowingly. Being aware of consciousness, looking right at itself, knowing itself, being itself, knowing itself, being itself, aware of itself. So I realize as I sit with all this, that there's a step four. Maybe you see this too. So again, step one is just relax as much as is available. See where attention is and let that be and accept the moment just as it is. Just invite in a being with it all, kind of an open, accepting posture. Step two is the recognition that something in here is aware. That awareness is present. Being is being. Consciousness is conscious. Step three is the simple recognition that awareness is actually self-aware. It's aware of itself. The knower knows its own knowingness, right? Presence is present to its own presence. That's step three, just that very simple recognition that consciousness has a reflective nature and it reflects back on itself, looks at itself, sees itself, from itself, in itself, as itself. But there's still this subtle sense of duality. Step four is what sees that. What knows that? What is it? From where is looking happening that allows a recognition of step three's description? And that brings us to the 1 hour mark. I just want to thank you all for joining.